702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Catch up with news from elsewhere around the world. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. We'll start with this new defense pact. China, of course, protesting as the Aussies, the UK and the US struck a deal.
Yeah, it's a bit of an offshoot kind of defense pact, isn't it? I mean, obviously, the Second World War would have been the last time that Australia, UK and US were this much together on in terms of military hardware, intelligence sharing, cyber and quantum technology, and technology in particular is always a thing that countries are very closely guarded about. America doesn't generally share its nuclear secrets with anyone really much, apart from the UK. Well, they're going to share certainly nuclear-powered technology with Australia, and they're going to get this fleet of submarines. So in terms of the global impact, you wonder if there would be much. But in terms of the regional impact, Indo-Pacific, it's huge. And, of course, it's not lost on China, who has immediately protested, talking about Cold War mentality and ideological prejudice. And, frankly, it shows that the US, Australia, the UK, and probably plenty of others, are worried about Chinese expansionism and how China seems to be eyeing up all sorts of parts of the Philippines and other islands and so forth. So whether this will make any difference, I don't know. It's all eyes on that part of the world at the moment, though.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Imagine if China was signing defense pacts with, I don't know, the likes of Cuba, for example, right on the US's doorstep. One wonders how that might be understood. All right, Adam, tell me, a group of Afghan musicians fleeing the Taliban.
Yeah, they've pitched up in Islamabad in Pakistan. These six singers who have said that they have already seen the Taliban executing musicians. It is this extraordinary thing that we know the Taliban did before, that they ban music. And you sort of think, how does that work? I mean, music is in the human soul. Does that mean, Bongani, if we walk down the street in Kabul whistling a merry tune, that's it, you know, off with his head? It's just a weird thing that somehow they would ever want to ban that. I get why some places want to control it, not that that's a good thing, but still. And these six singers have talked about how they've seen a folk singer executed in northern Baghlan province, and they feared for their lives and felt they had no choice but to flee their home country. That's a big decision to take, isn't it? But can they possibly ply a living elsewhere? And what about the other musicians in Afghanistan? And indeed, we've already seen a women's football team flee. What happens with the cricket team? Because Afghanistan's due to take part in the T20 World Cup. Are they going to be okay? I wonder.
One wonders indeed, Adam. Too many choices as far as social media.
Yes. I wonder if you agree. This is a survey in the UK, but still, it's about people increasingly overwhelmed by choice. Obviously, the pandemic and different use of technology have made a big difference in this country as well. Brexit is another one, but we're in a collective quandary. So the stats tell us that 40-something percent of us feel we're making more decisions than ever, and it's causing us stress and anxiety. 23% of us describe ourselves as decisive, which makes 77% of us, well, maybe not quite sure. I'm in two minds about it myself. A third say they're paralyzed by choice. 50-something percent of people admit there are so many options that sometimes you can't make a choice. And if you think about all the daily things you have to do, even regardless of work or whatever, and don't get me started on the latte cappuccino flat white debate and then you're standing at the counter.
Almond milk, do you want it froth? Do you not want, I mean, you can go on. Do you want soy milk? Yeah, let's just not even go there. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's World View.